This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Happy belated Groundhog Day. Yeah, it was yesterday. However, I wrote this last week, so I'm not going to say I know what the little rodent said, but I will say that statistically speaking, I wouldn't bet on Punxsutawney Phil. Apparently, he's been right 39% since 1887. Phil is very old. According to legend, every summer, Phil is given a sip of what's called groundhog elixir, which magically lengthens his life by 7 years. This is done by Inner Circle members, the guys that wear the top hats and tuxedos. I'll have more on them on GardenBite.com. I looked up predictions in the Farmer's Almanac, and, well, if you go by what they said would happen recently, their supposed 80% accuracy might not be that accurate. They do offer planting guides and tips that are worth a look. I'll link you from GardenBite.com. So, after the almanac, I checked with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. For spring 2020, they're predicting slightly above average precipitation for the upper Midwest, something we don't need. Our ground is plenty saturated. AccuWeather prognosticated before the great Punxsutawney Phil by predicting 6 more weeks of winter. Many of us would likely be quite happy if it were just 6 more weeks. Seriously, as much as we have all kinds of gadgets to predict the weather, Mother Nature will do as she will. By the way, Phil predicted an early spring last year. It wasn't that early. However, since I'm really not a gambling person, I won't be laying any bets in Vegas on when spring will arrive in 2020. Instead, I'll just comb through the plant catalogs and hope for the best. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.